From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Paris Alston. Welcome to Consider This from Boston, where there's relief, but also sadness, following yesterday's three guilty verdicts in the Derek Chauvin trial. Acting Mayor Kim Janey says she's grateful for the outcome, but that there's still more to be done to dismantle systemic racism.
While many of us breathe a sigh of relief, George Floyd and countless others are still dead. And the conditions that led to so many senseless killings still exist.
That's the feeling for many right now, from politicians to activists to everyday people who hope this opens the door to more police accountability. WBUR's Allie Jar Manning has been taking stock of how folks in Massachusetts are responding to the verdict, and she joins us now. Hey, Allie, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
What did we hear from folks around the Commonwealth after the verdict came down?
There were mixed emotions. There was happiness that the jury got the verdict right, gratitude for the prosecutors who brought the case and the police officers who testified against Chauvin, and sadness for the Floyd family and for so many other families who haven't gotten any kind of justice. And those feelings were held by some police officers. Boston Police Detective Larry Ellison is on the board of the Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers. He says relief isn't quite the word for how he's feeling. It's more like hope, hope for long-lasting change.
Is it momentary, or is there a lesson here for other police officers who may act in this way that accountability is really going to be the driving the day going forward? We are not to exact revenge or justice on the public.
And we heard from acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey at the top there, but what are other political leaders saying?
So it seemed like we got a statement or a press conference from everyone, from city councilors right up to President Biden. And the overarching theme was there's more to be done. District Attorney Rachel Rollins says she's optimistic that things will change, that Suffolk County reforms like not prosecuting minor misdemeanor cases will mean fewer interactions between people and police that could turn deadly. And Governor Charlie Baker says we have to correct, reform, and reimagine how officers are trained and how they're held accountable for their actions. Baker says the state owes it to those killed by police to fully implement the state's new police reform law. For the first time, Massachusetts will have an oversight agency certifying police officers.
So we're now about 24 hours out from the verdict in Minneapolis. What are you expecting in Boston tonight?
Yeah, so last night was fairly quiet, but I'm expecting a lot more people out in the street demonstrating tonight. By my count, there are at least three different organizations planning protests across the city. And here's one organizer, Monica Cannon Grant. She talked yesterday about what she expects tonight.
Oh, we protest tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be out here at 5 p.m. today. We support the Floyd family. We stand in solidarity with Minneapolis and allow them the space.
Grant says she feels split on the news of Derek Chauvin's murder conviction.
It's twofold. I'm glad that the Floyd family is getting justice. Finally, there are repercussions for a police officer in this country for killing someone on camera. But also, we have so much work to still do. There's so many families that didn't get the justice that the Floyd family got.
She and other activists don't want to let local leaders off the hook.
Allie, before we let you go, I know that you've been covering police accountability for a long time. How do you think this verdict might change things? And what do you think that looks like going forward?
We've really seen a sustained push for police reform for almost a year now, since George Floyd was killed last May. And people are not letting up. Many community members see this verdict not as the end, but a continuation of the pressure on political leaders to hold police officers and departments accountable. So take the case of Patrick Rose. He's a former Boston police officer and union leader who's accused of sexually assaulting six children over decades. Boston Globe reporting revealed the department in the mid-90s allowed him to keep working as a police officer, even though an internal investigation found Rose likely committed the crime. And documents released yesterday show the police commissioner at the time put him back on active duty after pressure from the police union. So the city is now having an answer for that, and they're promising a full investigation into what happened back then and how Rose was allowed to keep his badge.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. That's reporter Allie Jar Manning. Thanks for staying on this.
Thank you.
Before we go, I should tell you what else is up. Unfortunately, police were involved in another fatal shooting last night, this time in Worcester. Prosecutors say police responded to a 911 call from 31-year-old Fet Guvavong, who said he had a rifle and a bomb and was threatening to detonate the device, which appeared to be in a backpack on his back. Worcester District Attorney Joseph Early says the police shot him after he made a move towards officers.
The dispatcher was on the phone with this man for an extended period of time, and he was telling us that this bomb could and would go off if things occurred to happen to him, but I can't get into the negotiations.
The investigation is ongoing. Meantime, high school juniors across the state won't be required to take the MCAS exam in order to graduate next year. The state's Board of Secondary and Elementary Education waived the requirement yesterday, citing the pandemic. It's good news for the class of 2022, who never had the opportunity to take the exam as sophomores. But some board members, like Matt Hill, said that further changes to graduation requirements could leave kids unprepared for college.
I think we're as far as we need to go, and I hope this is the end of the modifications to MCAS.
And finally, yesterday was also registration day for this year's in-person Boston Marathon. No word yet on how many people signed up, but we do know that thanks to COVID, it'll be capped at much less than previous years. The race is set for October 11th, so in advance, good luck to everyone running. You'll have some extra time to train this year, but don't get too relaxed. October will be here before we know it. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since Hopkinton and Boston, I'm Paris Austin. Be well. By the way, every day you hear us tackle news in Boston on Consider This. Well, another one of WBUR's programs uses a wider lens. On Point, hosted by Meghna Chakrabarty, sets out to make sense of the world together, from the economy and healthcare to politics and the environment and much more. On Point talks with newsmakers and real people about the issues that matter most. Get the On Point podcast wherever you listen. Just search On Point and hit subscribe.